And greetings! Welcome! Bienvenidos! Hola! Aloha! Ni hao! Namaste! Konnichiwa! Bonjour! Buongiorno! Sawadikarab! Guten Tag! Ciao! Vivi! Vakatang! Half a day! Jai Janendra! Salam! Shalom! Peace! Now! Go vegan! Peace how? Go vegan! From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Tilitary Industrial Corp Nation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy, mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of dead animal body parts, and the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, disease, and destruction is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, broadcasting now for 11 years as heard on Air America. Well, it's time for our regularly scheduled Halloween announcement. Okay, get into character here, okay? Go vegan or die. Yes, go vegan or die. Are you a cadaver eater on a corpse-munching menu of animal sacrifice? Are you eating death? Well, you are what you eat. Go vegan or die. You have made your stomach a graveyard. Look all around you. Walking graveyards everywhere. Zombies choking on flesh, washing it down with the blood and pus-filled secretions of other species. Yes, the milk of a cow is full of blood. Have another glass, blood-sucking vampire. Yes, everyone who drinks cow's milk is a blood-sucking vampire. Ah, but you like to drink blood. That doesn't scare you. Well, besides blood, the mammary secretions of cows often contain leukemia and tuberculosis. Do those scare you? Give another glass to your children as you indoctrinate them into your diet. Your diet of animal sacrifice. Dear children, trick or treat, we will trick you into thinking that meat, is a treat. Trick or meat, sick or treat, come children, join our cult of animal sacrifice. Now, eat the remains. Pick the flesh from a skeleton's bones. Snack on a fleshy nibble, then drink from an animal's nipple. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. And here, have a ladleful of death soup, of death stew. You are what you eat. Why do you expect life to come from eating death? Go vegan or die. Look around you. All the walking graveyards in a zombie trance, walking to the nearest slashed food restaurant to dine on a bloody bite of stabbing victim. Oh, how brave these walking graveyards are. No fear of their hearts being attacked by the ghosts on their plate. No fear of their bodies responding with the horror of cancer to the unrecognizable body parts buried within their stomachs. No fear of diabetes for the children who have the fatty flesh and cholesterol and indigestible protein of slash throat victims shoved down their throats. Go vegan or die. Are you afraid yet? Ingesting the fear and terror of the animals you eat hasn't scared you yet? What if this whole planet were to become a hellish, bubbling, boiling cauldron? Does global warming scare you? Go vegan or die. Your diet of death is causing planetary death. What if there were no food, no water, no trees? That horror story is becoming a reality because of your bloody diet of death, your cult of animal sacrifice, and eating the remains. Eating the remains of the animals, eating the remains of the planet. Go vegan or die. Anyway, some friends and I are planning on going to the big Halloween gathering in West Hollywood Wednesday night to take our Go Vegan or Die message to the hundreds of thousands of walking graveyards out there. I'll be the one with the megaphone. We'll be the scariest characters there. We'll be the vegans, you know. How much more alien can that be, huh? We want to take away your food. the food, the clothing you have made of animals. We want to take away all the entertainment based on animal exploitation. And by the way, anybody masquerading as a cop who tries to arrest me again for using amplified sound in West Hollywood, I'm not falling for that again this year. Although I did fall for it in Anaheim 2 years ago, and I must say the cops in costume in West Hollywood are really more believable than the cops in uniform in Anaheim who arrested me. I mean, at least the cops in costume in West Hollywood pretended to know the municipal codes and that there is a U.S. Constitution. The cops in Anaheim, may as well have been in costume rather than uniform. And the costume cops in West Hollywood are a lot less scary than the violent, out-of-control real cops in Anaheim. My trial against the city of Anaheim for violating my constitutional rights by arresting me for speaking at a circus protest starts a week from tomorrow, Monday morning, November 5th, at the California State Superior Court in Santa Ana. And it would be great if you could attend, as I'm sure those scary cops in costumes will be attending. For them, it's not trick or treat, it's trick and beat. But I suppose I must be thankful that among those cops was not Officer Trick and Eat. You know, good thing there was no cannibal cop on the Anaheim police force, at least none that I know, wanting to eat vegan that night. Good thing I wasn't arrested protesting Ringling Brothers in New York, which does apparently hire cannibals on its police force, according to ABC News. Did you hear about this this guy, Officer Gilberto Valle of Forest Hills, Queens, where I used to live for a while, Forest Hills? Officer Valle planned to kidnap, rape, torture, cook, and eat almost 100 women. Officer Valle used the National Crime Information Center database to plot his future meals. He wrote to a co-conspirator about a potential victim. Quote, "She does look tasty, doesn't she? You know, if we don't waste any of her, there is nearly 75 pounds of food there. What's your favorite cut of meat?" End quote. Valle wrote about the size of his oven, quote, "big enough to fit one of these girls if I folded her legs," end quote. Of one potential victim, Officer Valle said, quote, "I was thinking of tying her body onto some kind of apparatus, cook her over a low heat, keep her alive as long as possible," end quote. Can you imagine somebody eating body parts like that? Oh, sorry, I forgot that's what you're having for dinner. The neighbors of pig farmer Robert Picton in Vancouver, Canada, a story upon which I reported some years back, the neighbors of pig farmer Robert Picton didn't know they were eating women either, because flesh is flesh. Pig farmer Picton was also the serial killer of over 60 women, taking the concept of hamburger helper to the horrific extreme. That's right, Picton's neighbors dined on pig flesh and human flesh and didn't know the difference, because flesh is flesh, murder is murder. And, you know, more and more it seems that every episode of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden is as spooky as Halloween. But worse, because the horror here is all real. Real for all the animals in slaughterhouses, real for all the animals in laboratories, real for all the animals hunted and in circuses and rodeos and on fur farms. And the only way for you to end the reality horror show would be to go vegan. Too bad Officer Valle didn't do that long ago. He wouldn't be in a much better position than he is right now, huh? Anyway, we want to prevent another horror show from happening, that being the capture, importation, and imprisonment of 18 beluga whales by the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta. We'll talk about the situation with Dr. Laurie Marino of the Emory University of Emory University on today's program. Only have until tomorrow to make public comments. So please stay with us for this important information on how we might be able to save 18 whales from horrific confinement in a bathtub in Georgia. Also on today's program, activist Camille Marino of Negotiation is Over, whose protests have landed her in jail frequently, even facing a 10-year prison sentence. And she has her trial coming up. So we have Laurie Marino and Camille Marino coming up. And no, it's not like I'm up to the M's in my list of potential guests on the show. This actually is the first time in the 11 years of broadcasting that we have this coincidence. Two unrelated guests with the same last name. Is it coincidence or fate that it happens on the last year of the Mayan calendar? Well, stay with me on today's program, and you be the judge. You be the supporter of this radio show. We are listener-supported. You have to pay for radio airtime every week, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to make sure that we can make those payments. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to goveganradio.com. Be my friend on Facebook. Look for me as Bob Linden or Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And on Twitter, it's at Go Vegan Radio. And for close to 400 archives of past shows, again, you can make a tax-deductible donation and listen for days on end at goveganradio.com. A grocery store that's 100% vegan, and not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items, everything vegan, everything cruelty-free. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. Viva La Vegan Grocery. Organic produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds. And introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan. Raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan at Viva La Vegan. 9456 Roberts Street, Roberds, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 909-941-4495. VivaLaVeganGrocery.com, 909-941-4495. Viva La Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant. 520 East Santa Clara Street,
downtown San Jose, a favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available, too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@govegan.com.
Real talk for real people, right here in the Inland Empire. We are 1050 AM, KCAA.
We continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. You can listen to us on your smartphone. Go to stitcher.com/govegan, and you can register free. When you do register, that enters you in a chance to win $100. And if you listen to a complete program, which I know can be a challenge sometimes, then Go Vegan Radio gets $1 for you to listen to that one complete program the first time you do it. And I want to bring your attention to one of our sponsors, one of our wonderful sponsors who helps make the program possible. That's Gunas. Designer style, eco-friendly fashion, and cruelty-free consciousness. It's all in the bag from Gunas. G-U-N-A-S is setting the style in luxury handbags, purses, clutches, wallets, totes, and travel bags for women. And Gunas is setting the style in bags and travel bags and accessories for men, too. The Gunas collections are eye-catching, bold, and edgy in design, yet luxurious, and affordable, and functional. Gunas believes in conscious consumption, not overproduction, so many of the styles are limited and timeless and exclusive, and environmentally responsible materials are used, and the Gunas collection is created sweatshop-free, PVC-free, 100% vegan, and 100% cruelty-free. Even the adhesives are water-based with no animal ingredients, so it's uncompromising high standards, and you will love the fashion from Gunas. That's GunasTheBrand.com, G-U-N-A-S, TheBrand.com, G-U-N-A-S, TheBrand.com. The perfect gift this holiday season, the phone number 888-291-7899, and it's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. As I mentioned, I have my trial coming up a week from tomorrow in Anaheim. My next guest has a trial coming up on November 14th in Michigan. Camille Marino is the founder of the radical animal liberation group Negotiation is Over, and quite the controversial figure in the movement. Hi, Camille Marino. How are you today?
Hey, Bob. I'm honored to be on your Halloween show. This is my favorite holiday. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing terrific. Yeah, you know, I mean, just getting ready for my trial, my trials and tribulations. Tell us a little bit about Negotiation is Over, Camille.
What is there to say? You know, Negotiation is Over is a manifestation of my own ideology. I don't believe that we are ever going to change anything by asking abusers to be nice, to be polite, and to give up the profits they make exploiting animals. So in a nutshell, my philosophy is that we need to use whatever means we have available within the law, of course, and force them to change. But the tagline on my site is, animal liberation will be achieved when the detriments of animal abuse outweigh the benefits. And I think that sums up what I stand for.
And you, your main target is the University of Florida and vivisection.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going, tell us about the horrors that happened there.
Well, you know what, Bob? You understand this as well as I do. The laws under which activists adhere or orchestrate our campaigns, they were written by the abusers. The Animal Welfare Act, which dictates what torture is acceptable or is not. So look, I started this campaign at UF in October of 2010, and I requisitioned information that is public. I want to know what experiments were being done on monkeys. It took me a lawsuit and 14 months, during which time UF remained in non-compliance with Florida state law and refused to give up this information. So I won this lawsuit on December 30th of last year, and I was given the information with documents that they have monkeys that were kidnapped out of the jungles of South America, of Vietnam, others that were bred at Alpha Genesis, or primate products. These monkeys are poisoned, maimed, used for drug experiments. They're driven insane. They're made into drug addicts. Essentially, the best part of these animals' lives are where they are isolated in a small cell by themselves where nobody's torturing them. Okay, so that was my first lawsuit. And as soon as I won these records and made it public, this is when I became a true target, and this is when my arrests began. But I'm back in court now because this is not enough. I also want it to be a matter of public record, the exact physical location of where these animals are kept inside these university dungeons. We cannot allow them to continue to torture animals in anonymity, secrecy, and peace. That's basically my campaign in a nutshell.
And how is it that how have your arrests come to be? And I know that Your house was raided in June. How have you come to be so controversial and arrested and have so many legal challenges, too?
It's just because I'm so cute. No, I'm kidding. Okay, my campaign had absolutely no momentum. When I started, people thought we were insane when we said they were experimenting on monkeys. Once we got the proof and put it out there in the public, and we actually had dozens of activists show up at our demos, that was when my first arrest was orchestrated, and I was jailed in Florida. I was arrested at a protest, jailed in Florida, and extradited to Detroit. So I guess I should back up. I've got several injunctions against me from from the vivisectors across the country who do not want their publicly available information to appear on NIO. And you know what, Bob? This is unconstitutional. If newspaper A can publish this information, then so can I. So these injunctions are unconstitutional. I've defied every single one of them. And so on this night when we have this protest at UF, I was arrested, jailed for a month, and extradited. But it seems to be the thing now that if you want to put me in jail, you simply say that I've threatened you. So vivisector Raymond J. Bergeron, who's been doing drug experiments and torturing monkeys for decades at UF, swore to a
false... When we say UF, it's the University of Florida for our listeners.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And then when you say NIO, it's negotiation is over, just keeping the audience with us here.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. So he swore a false affidavit in Florida saying that I literally contacted him and said, I am going to burn down your house with you in it. Okay? I've never contacted the man once. But based upon that false affidavit, my house was raided. My computers, cell phones, CDs, thumb drives, personal papers, everything was confiscated. I still haven't gotten in that. And so that actually, when I can fund it, that will actually be my third lawsuit against U.S., which will be personally against him for damages that I've incurred.
So you're saying that you get in a lot of trouble for putting publicly known information on your website, information that's already public, and that's leading to a lot of your trials and tribulations. And what about this November 14th trial in Michigan? What are you facing there?
You know, well, the thing is that people have this idea that if you're on NIO, that the ALF might come and blow up your house, your car. Now, certainly I would not encourage that, but I guarantee you, Bob, I would celebrate it should it happen. So in Detroit, I defied an injunction, which an unconstitutional injunction, which ordered me to remove public information. I can't say his name, but about a dog murdering vivisector at Wayne State University. I refused to. Subsequent to that, I should go back. I'm also trespassed and banned from Wayne State, the University of Florida, and UCLA. So I went to Wayne State to intentionally defy that trespass and protest my silence. I mean, they're trying to silence me. This is political dissent, and we cannot acquiesce to the repression apparatus. So I didn't act of civil disobedience. I chained myself to the library at Wayne State. They charged me with aggravated stalking, a 5-year felony, and something called posting a message, which essentially alleges that I am responsible for terrorist threats against this vivisector. These charges are ludicrous. Okay? And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention one other thing. They just changed the laws in Florida. As of October 1, we've got the NIO laws in Florida, which are amendments to stalking laws. And these say that if I publish information about University of Florida physicists that I will also be trying for stalking. These are artificial and contrived laws, and I'm sorry, they need to be challenged irrespective of consequences.
We have maybe a couple of minutes left, Camille. You've been called an extremist. You've been accused of being the worst thing that's happened to the animal rights movement. What do you say to those accusations?
I am a proud extremist. I'm extremely opposed to animals being exploited, murdered, eaten, used, and their body parts being sold off for profit. And I find it interesting that those who say I am the worst thing that's ever happened have failed to accomplish anything themselves. We need to realize that extremists are the ones that push the boundaries. We are the ones that find out how far we can go, and we're the ones who make it acceptable for the rest of the mainstream to operate within margins of safety.
And so your vision for shutting down the labs, how do you think that will ultimately be accomplished?
Exposure, and not exposure of welfare violations. This gives the public the impression that, hey, if there's a welfare violation, we get rid of it, we find them, we slap them on the wrist, and then the animals are treated humanely. No. We need to go out there and show them what day-to-day torture looks like in labs. Until people understand that hundreds of thousands of their tax dollars are paying for fraudulent science, I don't see how we can win. This is the vivisector's weapon, their AWA laws and their propaganda. We need to disarm them if we're ever going to advance.
People do need to know that it's a waste of billions of dollars. It is fraudulent science, and it stands in the way of medical progress. So you're on the right side here, Camille. Camille Marino, tell us how people can contact you, your website, and we wish you the best of luck November 14th at your trial in Michigan. I think you need to update us as to what happens there.
Yeah, I certainly. I wish you luck. You're trying on this also. I can be reached at Camille, Camille, at negotiationisover.net. The website is negotiationisover.net. And usually I'm in the newspapers as being some kind of terrorist or other, so there are lots of ways of reaching me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the terrorists who want the nonviolence, right? It's
the
terrorism is the fear of losing the big salary for doing nothing. That's
that
the real terror.
Is what terrorism
they're afraid, you know, that they're gonna, you know, it's financial terror. They're afraid that they're going to stop getting paid to accomplish nothing. So thanks for being with us today, Camille Marino. Good luck in your trial, and we'll talk to you. Let's talk after your trial and see how you do.
Thanks so much, Bob, and have a great protest tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, it's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And please support us. You can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Just email me, bob@goveganradio.com. And you can donate online to help us pay for radio airtime. Go to goveganradio.com.
For as long as I can remember, I've been locked in this crowded, filthy cage. Constant abuse, deprivation, and suffering. Painful metal floor I can barely stand on, day after day. month after month. This is my entire life. I thought we'd be in here forever. But then, something great happened. People began to take a stand for us. They started voting to get us out of cages entirely. The promise of a cage-free life. To no longer be trapped in a cage. But now, that promise is in danger of being broken. The egg industry is pushing federal legislation that would trade one cruel metal cage for another. And their bill could never be challenged or changed by state law or public vote, even though most people want us out of cages. If we let the egg factories win, we'll never get out.
We'll never get out.
Keep the promise. Take action. Visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org. Fight the egg industry's plan to keep hens locked away in cages forever.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit AnimalsAndTheAfterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at KimSheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
KCAA, your local connection for news, traffic weather, and sports. AM 1050, KCAA.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. And Sage Global Products and Services says, dump the office creepo and let us be your staples remover. You want to buy your office products from a vegan? Here's your opportunity, Sage Global, vegan-owned and operated distributor for LED light bulbs, replacements, toner, and printing supplies, and all your other office needs. Sage Global offers the more environmentally friendly, responsible replacements for toner made in California using recycled materials instead of foreign imports. Sage Global, the website, sageglobal-llc.com. Call 888-341-3911, 888-341-3911. And special news for our listeners in the San Francisco area. Get LED light bulbs from Sage Global and get money back from PG&E. You have a rebate coming to you, and you can have it before the end of the year. Get your LED light bulbs from Sage Global, which average a 58% energy savings, 5 to 15-year life expectancy. They are mercury-free, 100% recyclable, and replacements are available for almost all bulbs. And building retrofits can be handled by Sage Global. And again, money back from PG&E for San Francisco residents. Call 888-341-3911, 888-341-3911, sageglobal-llc.com, and you will be buying your office supplies from a vegan. Keep it in the family. And another great vegan is Chef Rafaya. She's the in-house chef now at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Yes, the world's largest vegan grocery store in Rancho Cucamonga, 9456 Robert Street. Look for her products there. They are labeled Vegan with Joy. Vegan with Joy at Viva La Vegan. I especially like the quinoa salad and the carrot salad. They're both delicious, and they're made with veganic produce. That's right. That's a step beyond organic. No animal products at all, and even in growing from planting to harvest. So that's really vegan. That's really veganic. And you can look for Vegan with Joy burgers and quiche and sandwiches and all sorts of specials there. The desserts, cupcakes and cobblers, vegan cheesecake, many gluten-free. You will love what Chef Rafaya is doing in the kitchen at Viva La Vegan with Joy, and free tasting every Friday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Viva La Vegan. Okay, well, Halloween is coming up, and we don't want it to be a horror story for 18 beluga whales who are threatened by the aquarium in Atlanta, the Georgia Aquarium. So now I would like to talk to Laurie Marino, Ph.D., who is senior lecturer at the Graduate Institute of Liberal Arts at Emory University, also the founder and executive director of Camella Center for Animal Advocacy. Welcome to Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. How are you today, Dr. Marino?
Very good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I heard from some of your friends in Atlanta that this scheme is on to import 18 beluga whales. Tell me about how that has come to be and how we can stop it from happening.
Well, I appreciate that. The Georgia Aquarium has decided to do something that no other aquarium has done in the last 20 years, and that is capture dolphins and whales from the wild for public display. And they've done just that. They've captured 18 beluga whales, healthy young beluga whales, who are now warehoused somewhere in Russia, and they plan to import them, to bring them in, to display them in their facility in SeaWorld and Shedd Aquarium. And right now they are asking for public comments on whether or not NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, should allow this to go through. And you can go to the NOAA website and make a comment up until midnight tomorrow.
So it's really a sense of urgency. We can only comment through tomorrow.
You can only comment through tomorrow, but your listeners need to know that the comments of the public take many forms. They take the form of refusing to go to these facilities that want to do this, telling their friends and family about what they want to do, and just keeping the public pressure on so that they never forget that this is something that the public will not tolerate.
And what's so terrible about this? Why would life be so miserable for whales in an aquarium? Why do you oppose this?
Well, I'm opposed to this on the basis of the fact that dolphins and whales cannot thrive in captivity. There is so much scientific evidence to show this that I can't even go into all of it here, but I'll let you know that their lifespans are shorter, they lead stressful lives, they die of stress-related diseases. They just don't belong in captivity, and all the science shows that. So that would be bad enough, but these animals were taken from the wild, healthy animals taken from the wild, and the trauma and violence associated with doing that just adds to the fact that this is all something that we should not be tolerating.
And the whales have been captured already?
They have been captured already, and they have been in pens for the past couple of years. Point is to, if they do allow them to come in to be put on public display, we'll open the floodgates for all kinds of additional future captures and things of this nature by the marine mammal captivity industry, and we don't want to set that precedent.
So they're in pens now for years, and where are they, and how would they get to the aquarium in Georgia?
Well, what the Georgia Aquarium proposes is to put them into these coffin-like carriers place them on a plane, and then that plane will land somewhere else in Europe. Then they'll get transferred from that plane to another plane, and then that plane takes off and finally lands in the United States. And then they get transferred from there to the Georgia Aquarium, and from there out to all the SeaWorlds and Shedd Aquariums. So we're talking about a horrendously long and risky transfer process for these whales.
That's really, really terrible. Seems like years ago I did a program. We talked about Lolita in Florida. Are
yes.
you familiar with? Yeah. What's her story? She's been a captive for how long? I mean,
Lolita,
it's forever.
Like these whales, was taken away from her family and social group and her home waters when she was just a baby. She has been alone for years and years, and that is really against the Marine Mammal Protection Act. It is inhumane to keep a dolphin or whale all alone without appropriate company. She does have some dolphins to interact with, but it's not the same as having someone of your own species. She's languishing now at Marine Land in Miami, and there are a number of efforts to try to get her out. She really, she is all alone and needs to be where her natal group is. We know where her social group is, so we know exactly where we can rehab and possibly release her so that she will be back with her family.
Is there anything that people can do to help Lolita?
What they can do is, again, tell people about Marine Land, but also if you go to, if you Google on Lolita, it will bring up a number of advocacy websites that will give you lots of information about what to do, petitions, protests, but also just a lot of information about who to write to complain about the fact that she's in these circumstances.
And we want to prevent the same fate for the 18 whales now held in captivity in where are they, in Russia? Where
They're
are
in
the
Russia.
Whales now?
They were captured in Yashka Sea. They are in Russia, in a coastal area, in sea pens, awaiting. They've just been maintained there for a couple of years at least, and awaiting the transfer, this risky transfer that I talked about. What we hope is that if this does not go through, that there is a way to motivate someone to rehabilitate and release them. They have not been in captivity so long that they can't be released.
Mm. Let's hope that happens. And
yes.
a quick word, you're the founder and executive director of Camilla Center for Animal Advocacy. And
yes.
Tell us briefly what that is. And also, you do have a link for public comment on that website, right?
Yes, I do. If you go to www.camilla.org and look at the news items, I have several items there, and they have links to where people can comment and voice their concerns about the belugas. That's K-I-M-M-E-L-A. Camilla is a science-based animal advocacy organization, and our goal is to transform how humans interact with and view the other animals using science and translating it into culture.
And, in particular now we're talking about the whales, and we'd like public comment to happen by tomorrow to NOAA. But you're also interested in dolphins, and is there currently dolphin therapy going on? Is that a new...
Yes, that's one of the bigger issues in the dolphin captivity world is dolphin-assisted therapy. It's a pseudoscience. I've done a lot of work with my colleague Scott Lilienfeld just analyzing these claims, and we found that they're absolutely unfounded. There's no therapeutic validity to swimming with a dolphin. In addition to that, these dolphins are often taken captive and forced to perform in these programs. And in addition, there's false advertising because desperate parents will spend thousands of dollars to help their sick children, their autistic children, thinking that there's something about swimming with a dolphin that's going to be therapeutic, and they, just like the dolphins, are being exploited by these facilities.
Mm. Well, there is something therapeutic about nature, but that's seeing the animals in their natural habitat and
that's
natural
right.
condition.
You don't have to pay $7,000 to get into nature. And again, swimming with confined, stressed dolphins in a tank is not nature.
Mm. Okay, so we hope that the comments sway the opinion in the right direction, but are there any other plans related to the beluga whales now other than you're making the public comment or anything going on in Atlanta to try
well,
to help
we've
them?
Well, we've had several events. There's nothing planned right now, but we are going to keep the pressure on, and I would just ask your listeners to check on the Camella website, because if there's anything that's going on, I'll post it there. I will also post it on the Camella Center Facebook page.
Okay, terrific. Well, thank you, Dr. Marino, Lori Marino of Emory University and the Camella Center for Animal Advocacy. That's K-I-M-M-E-L-A, K-I-Mellon-Mellon-E-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for working on behalf of the whales, and let's hope that they're released from their pens and, you know, aren't put into, you know, a bathtub for,
yeah.
for you know, human entertainment. So
thank you so much.
Okay, it's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. And I do invite you to be my friend on Facebook. Look for Bob Linden, Bob L-I-N-D-E-N, or the other page, which is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. I think one of the Bob Linden Facebook pages is maxed out at 5,000, and the other is quickly approaching 5,000. So get in quickly, because I'm very popular as a friend, apparently. I'll help you move. I'll help you when you want to move. I'll help you move. Okay, we'll continue. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut. Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies, coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit coconutcowcafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available, call 626-993-5631, coconutcowcafe.com.
The other station claims to be local. Since when is Glendale local? KCAA, News Talk 1050, your true local station.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. Thanks for support from Sonas Jeans, S-O-N-A-S, patchwork jeans for men and women. Check them out. Check out where you can purchase your Sonas jeans. And next week, on next week's program, we'll take another look at Proposition 37, your right to know if your foods are genetically engineered. And we'll see you in West Hollywood for Halloween for Go Vegan or Die. But actually, go vegan and live. And I invite you to go vegan, support the program with a tax-deductible donation for archives and podcasts, and to donate online. It's goveganradio.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Chris Earl Phillips. For this afternoon, 30% chance of rain, cloudy, and high near 70. Tonight, 20% chance of rain, cloudy, and a low around 57. On Monday, chance of drizzle before 11. Cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny, and a high near 73. Monday night, increasing clouds, low around 57. On Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, and a high near 69. Tuesday night, patchy fog after 11. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 54. That's your forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind. NBC News Radio, AM 1050 KCAA.
Welcome to Isla Earth. Saving the puffins is a tough job, but folks in Maine miss the colorful little birds resembling miniature penguins that can fly. Still plentiful throughout the rest of their North American habitat, they were hunted to extinction there. So in 1973, Audubon Seabird Restoration Program Director Stephen Kress began bringing them back. And each spring, teams of biologists camp out on a barren, treeless island outpost called Eastern Egg Rock to protect them. Their job is scaring away large gulls who like eating puffin chicks and eggs. In return, gulls regularly attack biologists by dive-bombing their heads. Worse yet, according to one team member, with flocks of gulls flying constantly overhead, their hats, backpacks, shoes, and shirts are pretty well covered with, you got it, poop. Adding insult to injury, the gulls screech all night, making it difficult for anyone to sleep. But once the puffins are established, the ordeal will